From Marketplace in Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler in for David Brancaccio. Women now slightly outnumber men among those starting medical school, but some specialties still have a widely lopsided gender mix. Blake Farmer of WPLN in Nashville reports on the scarcity of women heart surgeons.
94% of practicing heart surgeons are men, according to the American Association of Medical Colleges, and that's an improvement. So when Amber Edwards was hired by St. Thomas Health in Nashville this summer, she wasn't surprised that she became the system's first woman heart surgeon.
Oh, I interviewed for, I think, 5 places. I would have been the only woman at all of them.
Edward says even her parents questioned her interest in the specialty. The hours are long and the operations can be intense, but she also loves repairing hearts. During a recent bypass procedure, she saws apart a man's chest. Edwards has to stand on a stool because the operating table won't go low enough. She often needs 2 hands to manipulate tools designed for a man. There's this final stage where she wires the chest back together.
I frequently joke that this is why women don't go into this field. Now I just did this beautiful heart surgery, and now I look like an idiot trying to cut these wires because my hands are too small.
Beyond tools of the trade, there are other concerns, like family planning. Heart surgeon Melissa Levack at Vanderbilt Medical Center decided to freeze some eggs as a precaution, since she wouldn't finish the lengthy training until her late 30s.
It's an important conversation, and we're starting to talk about it more and more.
She says the fellowships and residency that can extend more than a decade after med school can make it difficult to have a kid. But Amber Edwards did.
I understand this job is not built for women, and I know that there's some work to do, but I just need to plan my life around it.
She says the only reason it works for her is because her husband is a stay-at-home dad. And that's a problem for the future of the profession, says Dr. Avilio Rodriguez. He hired Edwards after seeking women candidates. If they now account for slightly more than half of all med students?
And you want to get the best of the best, and you only limit yourself to 50% of men. At the end, you're going to lose.
Rodriguez says the career needs to be more conducive to family life, which even male surgeons might welcome. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.